Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. My prayer niece is just listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray, Father. Just ask for any sisters listening today for her mind to just be renewed by the Word of God and her to stand by the Word of God and be set free and just cleansed and corrected, and just her house spiritually be put in order according to your word, and for to cast off anything that's of this place, and that she also sees how dangerous and deceptive it is to have any of these things in her mind that are of the world and not of the Bible. Ask all these for these in Jesus' name, amen. So just going through times of judgment, Isaiah 33, where it says, where's a scribe, where's a doctor? And just taking a look at a lot of the common doctrines that are coming up right now and how they're going to be dangerous for you. They're just spiritually dangerous in general. Anything that's not founded in the Word of God is dangerous, okay? But especially in times of judgment, it's going to mix you up. You need to understand that, okay? The Word of God is clear. It's a light onto our paths. Everything makes sense. You have clarity and understanding, okay? And if you veer from the Word of God, you're going to be confused. You're going to have darkness. You're going to have all these idols in your mind, okay? And so talking about this thing that's called critical race theory, which I've already seen to a certain extent, and it's entering into churches where churches are feeling bad about racism and slavery and things like that, and trying to make amends inside of the church and letting it enter in. But see, scripture says that there's nothing wrong with slavery. Scripture says that slavery is not a sin, okay? And let's just take a look. I read some scriptures from the New Testament the other day, and let's take a look at some ones from the Old Testament. It says here, this is Joshua chapter 9. This is when the Gibeonites, if I'm pronouncing that right, Gibeonites came and they tricked Joshua, okay, because they want to, they're trying to escape the judgment that's coming upon the land, okay, and so they deceive Joshua and trick them and bring them into a covenant with Joshua, okay, and when he finds out, he says, now therefore ye are cursed, and there shall none of you be freed from being bondmen and hewers of wood and drawers of water for the house of my God. That's Joshua chapter 9, verse 23. And then it goes down here at verse 27. Joshua made them that day hewers of wood and drawers of water for the congregation and for the altar of the Lord, even unto this day, in the place where he should choose. Okay, so he made them slaves. Okay, and somebody's going to say Joshua sinned. Well, then you got a problem. Okay, the Bible's right. We're wrong. Okay, there's a lot of really common things in this world, okay, that are very popular and people seem to agree upon it. And you need to be very guarded because there's this whole thing that's moving where man is making up their own laws. Okay, they're making up their own righteousness, their own rules, and they're wrong. Okay, it's only God who decides what's right and wrong, nobody else. He's just, he's holy, he's right, he knows what he's doing. He's the only one who decides what's right and what's wrong. And when man starts to exalt himself and decide that they're going to decide what's right and what's wrong upon their own selves, upon their own minds, okay, then that's pride. Okay, that's pride. Thinking that they know with their own sinful, okay, corrupt and deceitful minds that they can judge what's right and wrong. You can't. God knows what's right and wrong. He decides what's right and wrong. Okay, and he even has laws here. This is Deuteronomy chapter 15. Let's see here. Deuteronomy chapter 15, starting at verse 16. Okay, this is if somebody wants to set their slave free. Okay, this talks about the year of Jubilee. Okay, but if the slave doesn't want to be set free, it says, and it shall be if he say unto thee, I will not go away from thee because I love thee and thine house, and because he is well with thee, then thou shalt take an awl and thrust it through his ear onto the door, and he shall be thy servant forever. Okay, and also unto thy maidservant thou shalt do likewise. Okay, so there's rules and laws that actually govern slavery, okay, but it doesn't say that slavery is a sin, okay? It has rules on how you deal with your slaves, okay? Okay, but what I'm trying to explain here, and I'll talk about that a little bit more tomorrow, but what I'm trying to explain here is you can't serve two masters. Okay, either you believe the Bible and that it's right, okay, and you obey it, or you don't. And if you're in a place or a church or you've got something going on around you that's trying to war against the word of God, okay, by bringing about guilt or bringing about a need for, you know, things to be set right and all this type of stuff, you know, it's just dangerous. It's going to mix you up because in actuality, the only thing the Bible says about slavery is submission. Okay, it talks about God setting slaves free. Okay, it does. Okay, for example, with the Israelites, but that was because, you know, they were his people. Okay, all right, they were being brought out to serve him and not the king of, and not Pharaoh of Egypt. Okay, but in terms of, and I'm talking New Testament, which is what I just read the other day, the only thing it talks about, and this is once again New Testament. Okay, I read reading some scriptures from the law so you can understand you don't judge the law. Okay, the law is perfect and just and holy. Okay, the law is right. And if God wrote it down and that's law, then it's there's nothing wrong with it. It's not a sin. Okay, and you need to have your mind renewed by the word of God and stay away from these dangerous doctrines because they're going to have you confused and serving two masters. Okay, you need to remember God's in control of everything, every last soul. Okay, he's watching every last situation. Okay, there's nothing outside of his control. And if he decides that something should be so, it should be so. And it's right. And he knows what he's doing. And if there's sin, then he deals with it. He handles it. Okay? Every last soul in this whole world, okay? Every last soul in this whole world is being governed by him. He knows what he's doing. Can't exalt yourself, okay? But the only thing that the Bible does say, and which is in complete opposition to the world and what's going on in the United States today, is that the only thing that's a sin is rebellion. Okay, in terms of slavery, when you read those scriptures, it talks about submission. Okay, the only thing that's a sin is rebellion. Okay, and we'll talk more about that tomorrow. But just remember that, okay, that if you have that in your mind, okay, and then if you've got this stuff going on in the world today in your mind, and then you've got the word of God, you're going to have idols. You're going to have bitterness if you're black, thinking that all this war, and no, everything's fine. Okay, it wasn't a sin. Okay, and if you're white, you're going to have all these idols in your mind. You're going to be trying to say sorry to black people left and right, going crazy. Okay, you need to cast these things off. They're going to exalt themselves in your mind. Okay, and bring about cloudiness and block you from just seeing the one true God. You need to just see him, understand him, focus on him, and nothing else. That's it. And I'll leave it there for today, Father. I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she just really cleaves to you and desires to know you, and that anything, again, that's dangerous to her spiritually is removed from her. Ask all these prayers of voice in Jesus' name. Amen.